100.1 WJRZ. It's the greatest hits of the 60s and 70s, and I'm your biggest Jay.
Hi, I'm Anita Bonita.
You had a story in your newscast there that made me perk up just a little bit. The blind people story with the money thing. This judge said yesterday in a ruling that he could change the face of American currency forever, because the government discriminates against these blind people by printing money that all looks and feels the same. So let me understand this. So now we have to put Braille on money?
No, you don't have to.
Because you know how much that's going to cost?
You don't need to put Braille on money.
Well, how do you do it then?
What,
a $1 bill you have like real thin, a $5 bill you have a little thicker, a $10 bill you have
actually
real
there
thick,
are ways of being able to do it so that it's just the point is that not all of the bills should be exactly the same, so they're more easily identified.
You want to what do
my
it by
grandmother
size?
Well, no, because by size that screws things up in vending machines.
Well,
what my grandmother used to do, and she was blind for about the last 30 years of her life.
Really? Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And
so she couldn't see you then?
That's correct.
Right. How did she know it was you?
Because
did she touch your face or something? What'd she do?
Actually, what she used to do with that was she used to go and grab my wrist.
Oh, because
I've got, you know, chicken bones.
Yeah, you do.
And I was the smallest person in the
family.
Even
with my little hand, I can put my hand around your wrist easily.
And so what she used to do is, I mean, if she didn't hear your voice or something, but it's like in her later years when she wasn't always as lucid as she might have been, what she would do is she would take my hand and she'd put her hand around my wrist and she'd say, oh, it's you, Hanala.
Hanala?
Yes.
What's that mean?
It's my name in Yiddish.
Oh, like Bubala?
No, it's an actual name.
Okay.
My name is Hannah.
Just checking.
But anyway, what my grandmother used to do was she would ask what the individual bills were upon receipt.
Right.
And she used to fold them in certain ways so that she could identify which were the ones, which were the fives, which were the tens. She knew she made the fold in a certain way so that she was able to tell the bills apart. So basically, all that the printing plant would need to do is say on a $1 bill, you know, like make one corner folded down or something like that, so that it's more easily identified.
It's so politically correct. It's not politically correct.
Oh,
it is too. Come on.
What's politically correct about making it easier for people to be able
but
to spend their money?
The Council for the Blind said they should print the bills in differing sizes, and you said that's going to mess up the vending machines.
It does mess up vending machines because vending machines rely on a certain size in order to say whether or not it's
right.
Like when you
so
go to the laundromat, you know, you put in the bill and it charges up your card and stuff like that.
Right. Well,
so different sizes will screw things up.
Well,
heck, when they changed the bill, it screwed things up.
There are electronic devices available to help these blind people differentiate between bills, but many complain that they're slow, expensive, and unreliable. I guess when you're driving to 7-Eleven and you... No, you won't be doing
that. Although Stevie Wonder once did volunteer to drive my former boss down the street.
Seriously? That's very funny. Speaking of which, wow, how ironic. And you know, we didn't even plan it this way. That's Stevie Wonder's
in fact,
baby.
That's what my boss said at the time.
642 JRZ.